This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. I'm sure if you have been listening to me for a while, you have heard me say quite a few times that loving yourself first is the best thing you can do for yourself. There is nothing narcissistic or evil or conceited about it. It is putting on your oxygen mask first, right? Years ago, I had the opportunity to connect with one of the most beautiful self-love goddesses I have ever known, Christine Arilo. And she created a day of self-love the day before Valentine's Day, self-love day that you honor yourself. And I became one of her ambassadors for self-love. Well, today I invite Christine back to chat with you about something new and exciting that she is ready to share with the world. It's what she calls her self-love medicine, medicine that the world really needs right now. Throughout the course of this conversation, I'm going to share a little piece about an experience I had directly related with Christine that she doesn't even know about. And we're going to talk about how you can take the self-love quiz and be part of finding your own self-love medicine. So enough of my talk. Welcome to Soulful Living, Christine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And hello, everyone out there. I just loved getting the invitation from you, Terry, to be with you all today. If anyone's, if you know, it's like, come talk about self-love, share the medicine of self-love, help people know what it is. Like, sign me up. I'm here sipping on my coffee in a mug that has hearts all over it. It was given to me by someone the same year that I met you, Terry, when we did the self-love day together, and she gave me this coffee mug after doing the events all over the world. And so now I'm sipping on, out of the cup as we talk today.
The cup of love, may it overflow forever. That's beautiful. I love that. So you've got a lot of exciting stuff going on in your world these days, and let's talk about that. You're launching the self-love guides. What is that? What's it all about, sister?
Well, you know, I have been on the path to self-love, there's not the path to self-love, it's the path of self-love. Mm-hmm. Because self-love is not a destination. It's not like one day you get there and you're like, oh, yep, I'm done. I love myself. check the box. Self-love is one of those, is a practice, and there is a path. And I've been on mine for about 15 years now, and it started shortly after, many of us have, I call them self-love catalysts, where something happens in our life and we're like, what's happened? What's going on? And what, you know, and the answer from the universe is, you don't love yourself. And that was what happened to me. Is I had a big wake-up call in the form of a broken engagement. That was my catalyst. Mm-hmm. And I remember that first night I spent away in my new home. And I was asking the question, like, how did a woman with such great self-esteem, because I had a lot of self-confidence and I was really successful in my career and I had, you know, a lot of friends and, you know, generally was a joyful person. And the answer that came back was, you don't love yourself, Christine. Mm-hmm. And Terry, I was like, huh? But I knew
what
was
right.
About? You know, I was like, that's true. And I'm like, what is loving yourself? And I asked my family, which were the wrong people to ask, because I'm from the Midwest as well, and they're just like, oh, Christine, stop asking such silly questions. Just go be happy. God
right?
Bless them.
Get over it, girl.
So I'm like, okay, you're not really so helpful, because that's not the answer. And I would ask my therapist, and I would ask my spiritual teacher, you know, my spiritual teachers, and they would give me these answers like, be kind to yourself, you know, love yourself. Here, do this mirror work. And it was good information, and there were some good tools in it. But I want to know how. I want to know specifically, how do I love myself? What's mm-hmm. the path to it? And how do I know if I'm doing it well or not doing it well?
Right.
And what I didn't know at the time was I was pretty much accepting a job from the universe to figure out and download this, what I call a self-love technology, that is the path to self-love and of self-love, and it is the practice of it. And over the course of 10 years, what would happen for me is I would focus on one area of self-love, and I would master it, and then I would find a whole other area where I wasn't loving myself. So like the first mm-hmm. area was like, oh my God, I almost married the wrong person, and I almost created the wrong life. And what's the life I really want? And what does my heart and soul really desire? And I had no idea. So I spent 3 years like diving into that. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm kind of mean to myself. I'm really mm-hmm. hard on myself. And then I spent another 3 years over there, like, you know, practicing and deepening. And 10 years later, I ended up with this body of technology that I call the Path of Self-Love that really, in my experience and having the benefit of teaching people all over the world, it gives people a practice and a path that's practical and powerful. And so today is the day we are opening up the doors for the first ever Path of Self-Love teaching and certification, because I've been led by my heart and soul to share what I think of as like the medicine of self-love with those who have their own medicine bags, such as yourself, who are in the world serving. I feel like the time is now that the world is finally ready to receive self-love, and based on the state of the world today, and the very smart teaching of love thy neighbor as you love yourself, we got to get that second part of the equation right, and I've been gifted this technology, and so it's time to share, and so you're all the first people for me to tell you. I'm so excited to be able to be doing this with you all right now.
Well, I'm super excited about it as well. And when you talk about two things there, you know, I had a very similar experience where I was in therapy, and having had two failed marriages, I said, I don't want to go down that path again. What's happening here? You know, don't put me on your couch and review my history. I need how to go forward. I need something to get me to that place beyond where I'm at now. I need some tools to go forward. And he said to me, you know, Terry, you put on a really good facade, but you don't love yourself. And I, like you, I looked at him and I'm like, what? What do you mean I don't? Right. I'm the queen of self-love. What are you talking about? And I was really shocked by that. And I think that is, you know, that was probably around the same time you were going through yours as well. And, you know, those few years later, where you and I connected, you know, mm-hmm. to come together and really celebrate and honor the path of, I love that you said that, the path of self-love. It's very, very important for each of us individually and for the planet. So what will that look like? You know, you call it the Path of Self-Love Training and Certification Program. Is that so that someone like me can internalize your technology, use your technology to go out and empower others? Or is it so that an individual person can take it and just really delve into loving themselves more?
Well, it's really both, and it really is for people that are in the world who are working with others. So it is for those people who are serving in some capacity. The vision for self-love, the movement of self-love, so the International Day of Self-Love was created to bring more awareness to self-love, because many people think that it is conceited or narcissistic, or they don't even know what it is. Mm-hmm. And one of the visions for the movement of self-love, which I founded, whatever, like 2006, maybe 10, 11 years ago now, that is that we could serve 1 billion people. Self-love. So if McDonald's can serve something that I'm not even sure exactly what it's made out of, people
right?
Brilliant hamburgers, you know, I think we could serve a billion people self-love, and I can't reach all of those people myself, and I'm not supposed to. And I really believe that if the world's going to change, we have to do our part and do it as best as we can. And And like you said, Terry, if you've been an ambassador for self-love in your own work and your own, all those things, what I've been given is a technology that really can lay out a path for people and that is specific to the kind of self-love that they need and to where they're at on their self-love journey. So it helps people identify there's five major gates of self-love that you go through in your self-love development. And to get to the place where I would say you have a really strong foundation of self-love. It took me 10 years, really, to really, truly, you know, build that foundation. And then there's 10 kinds of self-love that are from self-esteem to self-care to self-compassion. And it's like you know this about my work in Madly in Love with Me, which was my second book. I talk about the self-love tree and that we have these 10 different kinds of self-love, these 10 branches, and we need to, you know, be strengthening and growing and cultivating all of them. But there are branches that are weaker and branches that are stronger. And so to be able to sit with people, and this is what I've done, and I've been able to share this with other people, to sit with people and say, okay, where are you weak? Where are you strong? Where are you at on your self-love journey? And then be able to, whether it's a group or whether it's an individual, be able to uniquely prescribe to them both the path and the processes. And there's amazing simple processes based on what they need that you can give people. So this is really a training for people who are out in the world as coaches or therapists or school advisors. I mean, when I get into the prison systems, into the rehabs, you've been testing the work with girls and boys in schools, and it's working. And so I just see like this legion of us serving the medicine, and my job is to give the technology and also to transmission so that you have the energy, you know, of it. And then, of course, we're going to shift inside because I think the best medicine deliverers are the ones who embody it.
Love yourself and love the world. And one of the things that you pointed out to me before our conversation was that you offer a self-love quiz. So listeners, you can find all of Christina Rylo's information on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. And one of the things that you'll find is a link to a quiz that has, 20, 25 questions, Christine, that helps people kind of figure out where they are on the self-love meter?
Yeah, it's a self-love pulse check, and it will help you see the five gates of self-love, where you're already really strong at and where you would really be good for you to focus on. Because that's the thing I think about loving ourselves, it can feel so vast, you know, it's like, where do I even start at? And so non-specific, and so the five gates, which I said, it could take, you know, some time to really strengthen them. But if you know, I'm really being called right now to work in the area. Each gate has a promise that goes with it. So like the third gate of self-love is I am kind, gentle, compassionate, and understanding with myself. Mm-hmm. And that gate burned off of it an entire body of work, which I know you're familiar with, Terry, but for those of you that aren't, called Reform Your Inner Mean Girl, which is my last book, which really has identified 13 specific types of inner critics specific to women and girls, and then developed the 7-step process that, you know, it's amazing. I've transformed 5 inner mean girls because I have 5 crazy inner mean girls in there that helps us, like, really get into, like, those deeper parts of the shame and the blame and the fear and the rejection that, like you were saying, you know, I don't want to lay on the couch right now and talk about it. I mean, sometimes we do need to lay on the couch and talk about it. But there are other ways to access this really deep, profound shift in fun, playful ways. And I think that's one of the things that's been so beautiful about the way the work's been downloaded to me is that it's fun and playful. And so people are always like, gosh, it kind of surprised me how deep we went because it's so playful. I'm like, And one of my spiritual mentors said to me, she's like, oh, well, yeah, Christine. She's like, play is one of the highest vibrations of the spiritual path. And think about it. Think of like the Dalai Lama who walks around with toys in his pockets, you know. People sometimes mistake play for powerful, but actually play opens up portals that people wouldn't open up otherwise.
You know, I look at the dogs that live in my house with me, and I tell people all the time, if we could be like them, all they really want to do is eat, sleep, and play. And and we would be so much more tuned in with who we are. So I love that that piece is included in it. And what would you say are some signs of people that are kind of have a weak self-love, a weak level of self-love?
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing, and I'll invite all of you to celebrate Self-Love Day with us on February 13th, because it is the day. It is the day that we choose the gate of love that we are being called into, and we make a promise that we keep all year long. And in, like, for me, for example, this year is about I only have loving, respectful relationships. Mm. And you know, my first book, Choosing Me Before We, was about that whole gate. And I have a loving marriage. And I have some amazing loving friends, and I've been on this journey again for, like, you know, 10, 15 years. But last year, I lost a lot of my friends. Kind of relationships ended because I grew and I was changing and I went through a major spiritual expansion. So I went back to that gate of self-love and was like, okay, I got to strengthen it here. And, you know, the thing is that for all of us, there are areas you're strong and there's areas you're weak. But I'll give a couple examples of some of the weak ones. So if you're weak in self-respect and self-honor, you can tend to be successful at your job, but be a mess when it comes to relationships. And you either overstay in relationships or you don't have great boundaries in relationships. You put yourself into relationships in which are not held as sacred. Self-honor and self-respect is all about really embracing your sacredness, and you only put yourself into relationships that honor that sacredness. I work with a lot of people who are strong in self-esteem, so they have confidence, which is really self-esteem is the belief in yourself and the valuing of your own gifts. And but they're low in self-compassion and self-care, so they end up being workaholics, and they don't take care of themselves. And self-care is about making sure that you get what you need on all levels. Mm-hmm. So they run themselves into the ground. They burn out, they get overwhelmed, low self-compassion, the most amazing people, and that they're so hard on themselves. It doesn't matter how much they achieve, it's never enough. You know, right. It's never, never enough. I see a lot of people with low self-pleasure. You don't have this. You have a high self-pleasure, Terry, they don't have enough joy in their life. Their soul is starving. So self-pleasure is all about living a joyful life, and our souls are nourished by joy. And so if you find yourself working and giving to everybody else and taking care of everything else, and your soul isn't getting nourished, or you only do things because they're productive, or you're, like, you know, busy taking care of everyone else, that could be a low self-pleasure. I'm working with a woman right now who's she's the director of a major medical center, super accomplished. She has very low self-awareness, so she doesn't really know who she is and what she wants.
Isn't that amazing that somebody in that capacity could experience that, of not knowing what she wants?
Yeah, well, and it's really common. That's why the first gate of self-love, and if you all have a pen or pencil, write this down, is I promise to never settle for less than my heart and soul desire. I promise to never settle. Yeah, it's a very powerful, and it's the first promise I ever made, because what I realized in my former relationship, it was bad enough that I almost married the wrong person because I was lacking self-respect and self-love in all kinds of ways, but I was like, holy moly, I almost created the wrong life. Like, I was getting my MBA at Kellogg in Chicago, and I was headed down that, like, you know, like, brand marketing. I would have ended up selling cheese for a living, you all, because I was afraid to leave that relationship, and I never would have moved to California, and I never would have been talking to you right now, because I was afraid to look at what my heart and soul desired, because I knew it meant I had to get off what I now call the escalator to death, which is that follow the path to success. And when I really got clear about my heart and my soul, it's like, you want to live in California. You want to work in fashion. And, you know, I finished this $100,000 education, and all my peers are taking big-time jobs. And I packed up my car and moved to California to go work in retail, you know, in the fashion industry. They all thought I was crazy. But, you know, I'm one of the freest people I know, because I know who I am. And I'm willing to, in the self-empowerment piece, is go for my dreams no matter what.
Well, and something that you just said there, you're one of the freest people that you know. And I think that when we have a deep level of self-love, we experience freedom like we've never imagined possible in our lives. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I would absolutely. It's the foundation for freedom.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it really is. And we're not taught it. You know, no one taught us this stuff in school yet, you know, yet. But it works in schools, you know. We have to go back as adults to learn it and so that we can teach our children, or for those of us that are medicine carriers and are out in the world doing it, so that we can give a language to it and mm-hmm. we can make it tangible, then it will become part of the way that humanity is. There was a time, you all, when self-esteem was not part of every after-school program and talked about on Dove commercials. I mean, it was not in human consciousness. So we're at the point right now where self-love is like almost as, because the world is so crazy out there, so mm-hmm. crazy. And it's that simple commandment of love yourself or love your neighbor as you love yourself. I mean, it's right. It's all like right in that, you know, I don't care what religion, it's not about religion, it's about wisdom. That is so wise. And so it's like, I don't mean it in some, you know, airy, you know, way. I mean, look, there's specific ways to do this. And if we're not doing it actively, we're not actively on the path of self-love, we're constantly looking for what we seek on the outside. And we're never going to find it there. That's where freedom comes.
Yeah, absolutely. And so deep within. So what would you say is the difference between self-love and self-esteem?
Self-esteem is 1/10 of self-love. So self-esteem specifically is the confidence in knowing that you can do and be anything. And mm-hmm. people who have high levels of self-esteem value their gifts. People who have low levels of self-esteem, even though we've all been born with it, some point in their life, I say that their self-esteem has been weed whacked by the systems that they've grown up in, so mm-hmm. that their inherent gifts are not valued. So they try to mm-hmm. be somebody else. And so you can have high self-esteem, but low self-care and, you know, burn yourself out. You can have low self-respect and high self-esteem. And I can't tell you the number of women, successful women and men I've coached that have disasters in their relationships. I mean, that's what this summer we're going to redo the 40-day Choosing Me Before We Practice, which is all about self-love and sovereignty and sacred love. And that starts in August because we don't know how to maintain that sovereignty and self-love in relationship, which is so much about self-respect and self-honor. And self-trust, you know.
And it's the sacredness of who we are. And it's one of the things that I absolutely love about your work is that it's all sacred.
Well, you're it's sacred, beautiful. Carrie. You're sacred, and every single one of you that are listening right now, you are sacred. We're all sacred, and we've just forgotten. And that's why I always say that self-love is also definitely a spiritual path. So, you know, it's that divine love with the self-love, and then our hearts open to receive more love from others, and then we have what I like to call the trinity of love, and then we become wealthy in love, and then we're so free, anything is possible.
Woo! And that totally gave me chills. Hey, we only have about 3 minutes left to close, and I really want to share a story with you real quick. So listeners, check out Christine's website, and one of the things that you'll notice on there is that she has some amazing jewelry, and I'm looking at a picture of her where she's wearing this adorable heart necklace. I have worn that necklace. In fact, I've reordered it a few times for, I don't know, maybe 6 years is when I placed my first order. I can't remember, but my credit card got hacked and I went to the bank one day and I'm waiting in line to get my new card. And there's this older woman in there who starts a conversation with me, and she, I don't know, even know how it came up, but, you know, I mentioned something about shamanic practice and teaching people to really step into loving their soul more. And she asked me about the necklace, and I flipped it over and I showed her the heart, and then I showed her on the back, it says, love me. And she started crying, and she's talking about her daughter had died. She was a heroin junkie, and her granddaughter was just now stepping into recovery at like 18 years old. And she's talking about the necklace. I took it off my neck and I gave it to her, and I gave her your information. I have no idea if she ever followed up with it or not, but she was shocked that I gave her that necklace, and she kept talking about how more than anything in the world, she wanted her granddaughter to know how important it was for her to embrace a loving self. And I thank you for initiating that conversation, Christine, and for bringing the sacredness of not only who you are, but your work to the world. It was a beautiful moment in my life, and I would have not have had it without you.
I can't quite talk. I'm just, thank you for sharing that story, and that's it. Like that's exactly the vision of like that little moment of giving the medicine of self-love. That's why I created that necklace, so that someone would have something to touch to remind themselves when we don't love ourselves and we need something to touch. And I just thank you, Terry, for being such a bright light for self-love. And that's an amazing story.
Well, thank you. We're down to the wire here. We have a minute left. And I love for my guests to leave the listeners with something they can take out into the day, elevate their soul, elevate the pulse of their love meter. What would that be from you?
So I'm going to give you a question. I want you to ask yourself this question right now. And then I also want you to start asking yourself this question every morning you get up. It's a self-love practice, specifically around self-care. And the question is what do I need to receive today? Just close your eyes and take a breath. Just put your hand on your heart. Just breathe into yourself. What, beloved, do you need to receive today?
Well, thank you. That was beautiful. I cannot wait to begin that practice again. I kind of stepped away from that for a while. So thank you, Christine, for being here, for being a part of my life, and sharing your love with the world.
You're welcome, and much love. I look forward to seeing you all on the path of self-love, however that may be. Much love to you all. Thank you, Terry, for your great work.